From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Despite the announcement of a landmark deal to restore diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Cuba, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says Cubans should not try to come to the U.S. just yet. Johnson saying that's because a decision to restore diplomatic ties does not mean an immediate change to immigration restrictions. Meanwhile, the move has angered some Republican lawmakers, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who says it's a bad deal for the U.S.
This deal the president has come up with is a terrible trade-off. In exchange for diplomatic recognition, more cooperation on telecommunications, more banking, more commerce, more travel, and more remittances, in the words of Raul Castro, Cuba has agreed to nothing.
The agreement with Cuba was worked out over 18 months of largely secret negotiations that in part were facilitated by the Vatican. The Department of Justice is making good on its threat to sue New York City over conditions at the notorious Rikers Island jail. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the lawsuit announced today follows a scathing report on the treatment of adolescent inmates.
A Justice Department investigation found a deep-seated culture of violence against 16 to 18-year-old inmates at Rikers. This week, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the city has ended the use of solitary confinement for 16 and 17-year-olds. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara says that's a good start.
But in our view, much, much more needs to be done to safeguard the constitutional rights of inmates at Rikers Island.
The Justice Department wants to join another lawsuit against the city. That case concerns the treatment of adult inmates at Rikers. Bharara says that's the best and fastest way to get reforms that are permanent and enforceable. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Lawyer representing Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tchernayev says the defense plans to seek a delay in the trial. Attorney David Brook, who's representing Tchernayev, says he intends to file a motion, though he gave no indication how long of a delay he may be seeking. Bombing near the finish line of the Boston Marathon in April of 2013 left three people dead. More than 260 others were hurt. It was a banner day for the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up more than 2%. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, investigators are encouraged by recent words from the Federal Reserve.
The U.S. economy has been looking better lately. The last monthly jobs report showed strong job gains and an increase in wages, and lower gas prices are putting more money in people's pockets. But recently, all that made some investors worry that the Federal Reserve might move more quickly than anticipated to raise interest rates. That can hurt the stock market. So this latest guidance from the Fed that it's going to continue with a patient approach gives investors the best of both worlds. Good economic news, and no signs that the Fed will raise rates more quickly. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow jumped 421 points to close at 17,778. The Nasdaq was up 104 points today. You're listening to NPR. The Palestinian Authority wants the UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling for a one-year deadline for Israel to end its occupation of territory seized in the 1967 war. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. says it won't support the measure.
The draft resolution sets out parameters for peace talks, saying the borders of a Palestinian state should be based on 1967 lines with mutually agreed swaps. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki made clear the U.S. doesn't want to see it come up for a vote.
We have seen the draft. It is not something we would support, and we think others feel the same and are calling for further consultations.
The U.S. could use its veto power to block it. The measure could also fail if the Palestinians don't get 9 yes votes on the council. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says he's open to more negotiations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick fields lots of calls on his monthly Ask the Governor program on member station WGBH in Boston, but he probably wasn't expecting this one.
This is Barack Obama, formerly of Somerville. I've got a few complaints about service in and around the neighborhood. But I've moved down south since that time.
President calling the show to congratulate Patrick, a friend and political ally who's wrapping up 2 terms in the governor's office. Patrick was the state's first black governor. Crude oil futures prices continued their slide today. The price of oil down another $2.36 a barrel to end the session at $54.11 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.